evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to SleepyCast episode 90, part 2? As always, I'm Frank Zanzibaro. Sitting next to me, my hetero life mate.
I'm Ronan, and this track is actually started off a few seconds behind where we wanted it to. So we're going to have to fix that in post.
God damn it. But the good thing about that is Mixcraft by Acoustaware. Amazing.
Looks just like GarageBand.
It might as well be GarageBand, pretty much. So we're back to the basics, back where we were. The foundation was started.
We're back to how often do we pitch about GarageBand?
Oh my god, all the time. And then it's like, finally, it's like, why?
And it's like, finally,
SleepyCast has come back to
a
form of GarageBand, a GarageBand ripoff
for Windows XP.
XP.
It makes me wonder. It's like, okay, so, like, offhand, topic here. None of us made the switch, the big move to Vista, because we knew better.
Vista to me, literally, when I worked at RAD, they got Vista in, and it was trying to teach people how to use Vista was the most ridiculous shit in the world. People were like, huh? Because they did everything. They tried so hard to be a Mac computer. Vista did. Like, it was Windows answer, like, well, we'll show Mac. Windows can't do creative things. Fuck you. We can have dashboard icons on your desktop and shit.
We can have widgets on a hotkey.
Yeah, have that, you son of a bitches. And lo and behold, it just failed epically. I know a lot of people are like, hey, man, Vista ain't too bad. It's like, hey, fuck you, all right?
I think you're fucking
as far
lying.
As Windows 7 goes, I've not touched it. I don't know if I want to.
I haven't heard anything bad about 7. Because Vista, before it came out of the fucking
People were like, fuck it, this is going to suck.
This system's fucking bad. It fucking sucks and it crashes and nothing's compatible with it. You have to buy a whole new fucking graphics processing unit. You need at least 8 gigs.
Exactly. Like, what?
Takes at least 4 to run the graphics. And then you need another 4 just to do anything else.
And you're just like, huh? Why do I need this? XP did all that with less and it was a lot better and I didn't have to relearn everything.
XP did everything for you.
I loved XP. XP was like, it was like, my favorites go like as follows. It was like, Windows 2000 was awesome. ME, terrible. XP, amazing. 95 was like, oh, hey, we just started. Look at us. We're getting big.
94, 95. Wasn't there a 96 too?
There was a 96, a 98. Windows 98 was like the big one. Everybody was like, dude, 98. Microsoft Office.
It's like, you know, up until that point, if you owned a Mac, you were considered a sensible person.
Yeah, like, oh, Macs, yeah.
Because 95 or 94, you were guaranteed a fucking blue screen
once a day. Oh, yeah. With Windows, it was happening, dude. Like, 98, not nearly as much. You don't have to close, you don't have to refresh or nothing.
I haven't had one blue screen of death.
Never once with XP. I take it back. When I woke up and my computer was on the floor, but that was because it fell. Somebody dropped the fucking tower on the floor. Not because of the software malfunction. That was not the OS's fault. Somebody knocked the motherfucker on the floor. Had nothing to do with the operating system.
But yeah, number 7. You know, at some point or other, everyone's probably going to have to upgrade to System 7. You know, unless, of course,
they keep making patches for XP, which they still are currently.
Yeah, like, unless, of course, you know, like, they decide to abandon 7.
Yeah, they're
like,
fuck 7, let's keep XP going, dude. Everybody likes that. I know people that build towers still, you know, right now. Like, fuck 7, fuck, we're getting XP, baby, all the way. Or, I know some people still rock fucking 2000. Our good friend Ryan on episode 10, if you all guys remember back then, would you fuck a Bigfoot?
The episode that's not
on the side, the one you can't hear.
Because of the fact, like, much like we're having a problem now, get to that in a second. There's some sort of problem with the file type. I can't convert that episode to an MP3.
It will not happen for some goddamn reason. And he still rocks 2000. Hard as fuck. And shit, it was a good operating system, in my opinion. I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
The only one that to me that's really worth it was the fucking XP.
XP is the shit, though. Hands down. Such a beautiful thing.
I like XP because it's kind of like the Mac systems. It does everything for you. It has wizards that upload everything. The older systems, you didn't have that.
Oh, no, you had to go through a fucking process. It was like pulling goddamn teeth. I just want to play Doom. I don't want to go into the DOS and put this backslash and C file command prompt.
I just want to listen to my goddamn CD.
Yeah, you had to have like a minor in fucking programming to run a fucking program back in the day. It's like, wait, DOS what?
I just want to get on Netscape and look at porn. Yeah,
now it's like, command prompt is like, you can create a command prompt inside Notepad. Like, that's how fucking useless it is now. You can still fuck shit up in it now. You can ping and all that awesome shit, but you're not fucking, not necessary any fucking more. Love the wizards, man.
So there's our useless computer jargon.
Yes, useless computer jargon for the week. Google it if you don't know what we're talking about. Google's your friend.
We can't knock on on Windows all that much for, you know, like for constantly switching systems because, see here, Mac put out Tiger. That's the system that we run. That the Sleepy Boys were running when we were
Show on the Mac.
And then they upgraded it to Leopard, and now, like, the new big update for it, they now might as well just call it a new operating system. They call it Snow Leopard.
Leopard. He's the white brother of the regular Leopard. He's better because he's white. Racist cast. Welcome. Welcome to Nazi cast.
Fucking racist mask apples.
Yeah. But we don't like them darkies using Apple computers with their hip-hop.
With their hip-hop. That's why we have a white guy representing it.
Steve Jobs for life, baby.
Oh, yes. And one more thing.
Yes. Strokes his beard. Listen. I run this bitch.
There's going to be a brand new iPhone and a brand new iPod. That is the exact same version you've had before. They just have two new apps.
Take them. You'll buy it. Shell out the extra $100. Apple for life, I'm out. He gets on his fucking jetpack and flies away. He's fucking Steve. He's fucking, his Apple jetpack. His iPhone turns into a fucking jetpack.
He like pushes
off into the fucking stars.
He pulls out his iPhone, swishes his finger.
He's like, oh, jetpack is fucking shoes.
Pulls
jets
on the jetpack arc and it just transforms.
Optimus Prime shows up. It's awesome. That's a new Transformers movie. iPhone's transforming.
The Transformers 3. Oh, man, that'd be a fuck. Watch. Michael Bay with his fucking app, like, endorsements and shit.
Oh, yeah. But, with the original episode 90, like we were talking just a minute ago, cannot get the son of a bitch to convert, and it was a funny episode. A really good episode.
It's like, you guys might be thinking, it's like, what the hell's been going off the SleepyCast for the past, like, 5 months?
Yeah. Everything terrible that could possibly happen has happened to SleepyCast.
Like, first, it's like, yeah, for the past, like, forever, it's like, we went from constant at weekly, and then it's like, sometimes every few weeks, maybe once a month. Then nothing for many months.
Yes.
Then we're back. We're back!
Then it's like, oh!
We're back! We're season two!
Season two! First ever podcast with a second season.
don't want to forget to yell that, because we're excited, Jeff!
Oh my god. But fucking everything that you could possibly think could have like snowballed into this big fucking. We started out, we had Cool Edit. We're like, hell yeah, Cool Edit Pro works so
and
awesome.
That one actually worked. The
it
first
worked.
Time.
First time. First, the return episode, season two, the beginning. Come out, killed it. We're like, fuck, you know, something happened with the first episode 90.
How many times have we done this? Makes like the third.
This is the
time.
Third. I think this is the third. No, we did 89 twice. Because we did 87 was the return. 88 was the return. 89 is where we had to do two episodes because the first one from Cool Edit wouldn't convert. Then we did it on Audacity. Audacity went fine that second time. Then Audacity fucked up this time for 90. And here we are, episode 90, part two. We're hopefully we can fix 90 and you'll have a fucking doubleheader episode.
Because
episode 90, two parts.
The first one that it fucked up on, we didn't give a shit. That was a bad episode.
Yeah, that episode was kind of shitty.
Like, we didn't give a shit.
I think it was like New Year's Eve hangover, I think, is why it was so shitty.
It's like, we just kind of knew. We were just sort of like, yeah.
Well, this one. If this one goes, oh, well. The return was awesome. We'll keep people hooked in with that one. They'd be like, oh, they fall off a little bit.
Like, then we try it again, and, you know, at least that one gets put out. So there's your reasoning for it. We're now having software problems.
Software problems. No longer SleepyCast issues, but software problems. And hopefully, right now, Mixcraft, I got it, works fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like it's working really good right now. So but bear in mind, there's a good chance none of you will
ever
hear
this episode again. The episode you may never hear.
So feel free, Frank, to just go.
I'll just go off on everything. Just to start cutting motherfuckers down.
Feel free to go as filthy and violent.
Of course.
And vulgar as we can possibly get. Go. Where is the most vulgar, filthy place that we could possibly go?
In the Porno Review. Oh! You know that theme music, too. Back again. Epic. Because it works just like GarageBand, this does.
Oh, yes. As I hold my little drink of water.
It's nice.
It around
Ronan rocking the fancy glasses this year.
Like it's like awesome. A brandy.
It's delicious is what it is.
No, man. That glass ain't fancy.
No.
In the Wolf Chase Mall.
Uh-huh.
There's a store to like crystal stuff and whatnot.
Oh, I've been in that fucking store. Like everything's like $1,000 in that
exactly.
fucking store.
Exactly. I'm in there with my girlfriend, and there's like these two, like they come in a set.
Yeah.
Like, two of them, $498 for this
two glasses.
For these two wine glasses, it's like that. Like the handle part has like little like crystallized beads or something put in there. And the bottom of it is all broken up. Like,
yeah.
Well, not really broken up, but it's like ridged. So
yeah.
That way, when you spin it, it's kind of like. It's a very shiny, pretty glass.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But it's $400!
Wait, is that the set or a piece?
I think it's for both of them.
Oh, that's. At least you're getting two, but Jesus Christ, why?
Those cups.
You're drinking out of it. Fuck you. I'll keep a Taco Bell cup.
That cup. Fuck that cup better
that
suck my dick.
Pretty much free. Yeah, right? I'm serious. Like, you should do something.
I don't think a glass blowjob would be all that good, but no. I'm just saying, for that much money,
They got glass dildos, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you put it somewhere in your fucking... Hopefully it's tempered enough it won't fucking... We won't have a fucking mason jar incident with the fucking wine glass.
Because,
the $450 wine glass.
Because, you know, when a man's asshole has shards of glass broken in it, that's one thing. But when a fucking vagina
ruined...
That's fucking sacrilege.
That's sacrilege. That's a fucking crime, sir.
Well, speaking of vaginas.
Yes. In the Porno Review. And this one is pretty epic. We have four segments for you this week. Re-goddamn-diculous. Coming through for us yet again, our good friends at SnuffX.
What the hell? It's like we've been constantly going back to it. Like, man, SnuffX, you're fucking up with
it. You're fucking up with the SnuffX, and they deliver this week.
And we go to it today. And it's just like, SnuffX is like, fine,
here's some fucking content for your shitty podcast. Take it, you pussies.
For this one, first thought that we're going to do is the vagina song.
The vagina song. And if you guys remember the Hey There Delilah song by that fucking terrible band, the Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah, would
Ronan
you...
Ronan come in
blah de blah.
Something
suck
New
my
York
penis.
City. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, what you do to me?
And as soon as it hit the internet, everybody in the free world did a fucking parody of it. And this is probably by far the best one I've heard. The
hey
vagina.
There, vagina. What?
Something about pussies.
You're my penis sleeve.
My favorite was probably Sausage Wallet. That was probably my favorite. It's like, you're a sausage wallet. What you do to me?
He's like, oh, what you twat? Like, what? Well, how was he? He swung in there calling like a twat or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's something. I'm fucking terrible. I just, like, remember this fucking song. But absolutely fucking hilarious, rips the fucking song to shreds, and they have the funniest pictures accompanying the video. You've got fucking tattoos of pussies, you got pussies splayed open, you can see this one girl's kidneys, I think, in one of the photos. It was ridiculous.
Wasn't it one of them, like, the chick fucking the guy, like reverse cowgirl?
Yeah.
With, like, a little,
The soft serve coming out the back, yeah. She was fucking reverse cowgirl on him and shitting on his stomach at the same time.
It's like, truly, this woman is blessed.
She is. She's good. She's talented. She can do both at the same time. You know, getting her pleasure and relieving a little bit of fucking back. She was backed up until they started fucking. He knocked some shit loose in there.
A little pleasure, a little pain. Speaking of pleasure mixed with pain.
Pleasure and pain all at once.
Let's rotate the laminate configuration here.
Yes.
And, talk about the ball hair removal.
Oh, this one.
5 fucking minutes.
Long. And it opens up and you just see a shot of a guy. And he literally has strings tied to his pubes. And the woman, with all her force, leaning back on this fucking thing, taut these pubes are. She's about to rip all the hair out of his dick. with these strings. It looks like shoestrings, not a professional setup. I don't think she was a beautician at all. I don't think this was just for hair removal. I think the guy got his jollies out of it.
It's like, you know, it's like the guy was not circumcised. He still had his foreskin. Like, I don't know. His cock did look like it was mildly erect.
Mildly
stiff. It wasn't completely limp.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't totally flaccid.
When she would pick it up, it moved as if it was, like, you know, straight up.
Yeah.
So I imagine he was enjoying himself.
To a certain extent, I think. But there's some guys that fucking, they love that fucking, the cock and ball torture, sir.
She didn't just torture him. She yanks back on the rope and just pops all out.
It just comes out like, You like, wax is more humane, I think, than this fucking method here. This is ridiculous. It had, like, metal hooks on the end of these fucking shoestrings. It wasn't even, like, gentle. Like, oh, we'll just tie the shoestrings. And there's like, fuck you, we're putting metal hooks on the shit. We're going to yank it the fuck out of there.
Because that's fucking metal.
And he's like, yes, he loved it. And after he rips out the fucking, shoestrings with hooks.
Here's the thing. It's like, the whole dominatrix thing. She's, like, calling him a good slave.
Or yeah.
But so she, like, okay, so she's, like, nasty and filthy enough to pull out his ball hair, yet at the same time concerned enough about contamination that she has to wear a fucking, like, latex glove.
Rubber glove. Y'all, if you're going to work in the sex industry, it is a key to protect yourself. Because if you're all fucking fucked up, who's going to pay for it? Because that guy probably paid her, like, a couple $1,000 to yank his pubes out. Like, there's some sick people in the fucking world. The world's scary right now.
Life's fucking scary.
Life's fucking scary. And, well, this guy probably was like, hey, want to come rip my fucking pubes out for fucking $5,000? Well, fuck yeah, I'd rip his pubes out for $5,000 with my fucking teeth. I'd fucking mow the lawn, sir. I'd fucking chew that shit off like fucking bubble gum.
I'm just saying, the Sleepy Boys are for hire.
I'm just saying, yeah, you need us, hey. You know how to get in touch with us, FZRunrunning.com, SleepyCast1@yahoo.com.
Oh, you want to talk about two motherfuckers that'll sell out in the goddamn
hell yeah. Yeah, he's like selling out. Give me a price, sir. I come cheap too, goddammit. A couple $100, I'll do some shit. I'm just saying, give
you
me
thought
down.
Kevin Smith was a sellout selling his wares. Oh, no, you haven't seen anything
I
yet.
Will fucking shill like a goddamn Jew, sir. I will sell everything. What do you want of mine? I will give it to you for a price.
A Kofi Kingston? A price?
Hey, $400. $450. I'll give you $350 because you're a Sleepy Cats fan. $350. He's cute. Go to my MySpace. You can see pictures of him. He's still at that age where he's kind of got puppy breath still, so if you're into that, it's, oh, I got puppy breath.
And he's also vicious.
And he will fucking bite the shit out of you.
I bear the battle scars.
Ronan's bleeding. I've been bleeding, like, probably a week now from
the good thing is Frank's cycle is just about over.
It is. I'm almost at the end. I think this is my last day, and I'm always on the last day I have a heavy flow day, so, you know, hopefully.
So Frank's
I'll clean up with this.
So Frank's almost done. But next
chance we can keep going. Ball hair, fucking torturous. She ends up pulling out with her bare hands with the rubber glove on.
So I was like, well, this guy, we're not too certain about how well this guy felt. In the next video, we could just tell that this bitch did not feel fucking.
No.
I'm mystified.
It's called concrete porn, and you're thinking, oh, God, Sleepy Boys, what have you brought us? Please don't tell us she gets bashed in the fucking head with a cinder block.
If only
that's what happened to
that
her.
That comes in the next segment.
Yes.
No. It's like, surely he's like, oh, no, there's a guy fucking a hole in a concrete block.
Yeah, or is he
fucking maybe this chick
block?
Is fucking a concrete dildo. No, that's too simple.
If only, like I said. In this video, much like Han Solo was encased in carbonite, she is encased in fucking concrete. They put the bitch in quickcrete, her arms and her good bits sticking out.
Her head is sticking out.
Just only so she can stay alive long enough for the pussy to stay
and, like,
valid.
You know, from about her
he's
hips,
not a necrophiliac quite yet.
From about her hips out, they're sticking out. So, essentially, this bitch is helpless. Let's say she's
yes.
one of those who's like, no, I don't want it in my asshole.
Yes.
Okay, like, guess what, bitch?
You got no choice in the matter anymore because you're in a fucking block of concrete. We're going to throw you in the fucking river after we're done with you. I'm sorry. Yes, we promised you money. It's not happening, bitch. You're in concrete. Who are you going to tell?
Exactly.
They could drag the river for hours. They'll never find you.
Exactly. It's like what you were just saying about the guy getting felt like, I'll pay you $5,000 to rip my fucking yeah. ball out. It's like, okay, for this porn, nameless porn star, we're gonna pay you $2,000 to put you in a block of concrete and fuck you. And the chick's probably like, okay.
Yeah, all right, I'm down. Little did she know, that was the last time her parents would ever see her again.
I envision that, like, I like to envision this kind of like the bang bus thing.
Exactly.
Where they pick the chick, hey, you want a ride? And they bring the chick on the bus, and they talk her in the fucking, and then they toss her out naked, and they give her, like, $2. A boots and a sandwich.
Yes, NAMBLA style, baby. Here's your boots and a sandwich, bitch. You can't even get a dollar menu burger with this. Here you go.
And they drop her off at the wrong part of town.
Yeah, it's like, you're going to get raped. It's a terrible cycle.
So like, I'm in the concrete now. They put $2 in her mouth and they walk off.
Yes, and it's like, how do I get it? I'm fucking.
They walk off and it's on their TV screen because like, who named the porn star? It's time to play a game.
Jigsaw comes out. It's like, oh my god, Tobin Bell.
What the fuck, Tobin Bell? How come you aren't dead yet? You were fucking dead in one of these movies they performed.
Just like, no, listen.
No, listen. He had this so well planned out in advance, he had at least 8 sequels planned.
Yeah, he's like, dude, he had so many traps set all over these different locations. The man was a fucking genius. If he was that goddamn smart, you'd think he would have never had gotten fucking cancer to begin with.
For a guy with a brain tumor, this motherfucker was hard.
He would have invented a cure for goddamn cancer. Like, I'm dying of a brain tumor. Instead of making all these fucked up traps, hey, why don't I put some fucking time into researching not having fucking brain cancer anymore? Fuck. Magic Johnson doesn't have AIDS. Fuck, why can't I not have brain cancer?
I love the South Park explanation for why he doesn't have AIDS.
All that money.
It's like,
baby.
It's like, I don't trust banks, so I just keep all my money in my bedroom.
Yeah, it's like, the money did it. He don't have AIDS.
So they just inject money into Island Carbon. And the end of the third world in Africa. They found a cure for AIDS. Yeah. It's money.
Sorry, little Zimbabwe Jr. You're going to fucking die of AIDS.
Sorry,
little kid with flies all over your face and a belly that's distended because you're starving to death. Your organs are eating themselves. It's over. Haiti.
Okay, I'll go a quick side topic here. TNA wrestler, like Big Bubba Love or whatever.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge.
The guy that does that fucking terrible radio show.
On his Twitter page, he put on there, like, fuck Haiti.
Yeah, pretty much fuck Haiti.
And he put out that, fuck Haiti, why should we help a country out when our country's in shambles, too? And I'm like, fair enough, fuck Haiti.
Fair enough, fuck Haiti.
If you live in a part of the world that's that fucked up, they get hit with so many hurricanes.
They get hurricanes all the time.
They don't even get put on the news because it's not newsworthy. Oh, another hurricane hit Haiti. So what else is new?
Shame, shame.
Okay, an earthquake, fair enough. They're not used to getting hit with earthquakes. But when you live in a segment of land that gets hit with hurricanes all the fucking time, it's already a third world hellhole. And now an earthquake, that's nature's way of telling you to get the fuck off the island.
They got civic pride, though, in Haiti. They're like, fuck, man, it's Haiti, man.
All right, nature's got civic pride.
We've got awesome tourist traps. Come on down to Haiti and fucking
Come on down to Haiti.
Listen to fucking, what's his face? He sings, he does stuff. Fuck, his name jumped
out. No one goes to Haiti.
I know people that go to Haiti. Not personally, I've heard, but I'm going to Haiti. In conversation. They like fucking... Go to Jamaica.
They like poverty, apparently.
I like poverty. I like my vacation to show me what I have back home in America. I go there and I see people with flies on their faces and shit, and they're living in shacks. I feel better about my fucking house. They like poverty in their vacations. I'm better than you. That's what they do. They ride around all day in Haiti, point out the window. Hey, come here, little kid. Fuck you, I'm better than you.
Hey, little kid, you see this? This is a dollar, American. I could buy a house here.
Then they pelt them with eggs, and everybody's crying.
I could live like a king there. A king, damn it.
A king. Oh, the poor Haitians. We just fucking... Oh, we're going to hell.
Fuck them. Me and Bubba the Love Sponge.
Me and Bubba the Love... Bubba the Love Sponge. Anyway.
But now people in TNA are like, they should fire Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm like, well, if they're going to fire him for sucking at wrestling.
Yeah,
fire him for working at TNA. Fire him for his fucking
comments. But no, fuck him. He sucks anyway. He's not any good. He wasn't good before.
Kofi just bit my nipple again. Some of you people are like, what the hell's going on?
What the fuck's happening?
Talking about pit bulls biting nipples and shit. Bitches in concrete. Like in poverty and shit.
And the last, we fucking just go off topic so much. The last thing in the porno review tonight, Anyway, the bitch in concrete, you never see her get out, so probably still there. She's probably a skeleton
but
now.
But we do get a cum shot, a concrete
cum
shot.
He does. He fucking pops in her face.
But it was the typical little, like,
Peter North here.
It wasn't a big plastery glue sort of cum shot.
Nah, it was weak. That's weak sauce at the end.
We here at the Sleepy Cast support the big wad cum shot.
Peter North, sir. I'm saying if you're not firing on that level, you should seriously, like, not fire at all.
Serious, what the
fuck? Goddamn.
Holy shit.
Whoa. That scared the shit out of me.
Corey, don't step in the glass, man.
Folks, we'll
be
right back.
This year, the winter storms have left us overstocked and up to our necks in cock rings. At Cock Ring Warehouse, we've got the largest selection of new and used cock rings in the tri-state area. Over 3 miles of cock rings. Stainless steel, bronze, leather, mahogany, sandalwood, and even stained glass. And all the latest styles, including the Dillinger, Pheasant Under Glass, the Brat, and old Ironsides. So follow this little guy.
Any cock will do!
To Route 59, just south of Santa's Village for cock rings, cock rings, cock rings. And this season, remember the poor. Dust off your old cock rings, and Cock Ring Warehouse will pass them on to needy families at no cost.
All right, god damn.
That's the beauty of
Sleepy Cast, man. The most random shit happens to us on our
Sleepy
show.
Cast, like ECW, anything can happen.
Literally what happened, my cat knocked the lamp over and broke it, and we almost set the house on fire. Sleepy Cast, so awesome. We fucking make shit spontaneously combust. We're like fucking Drew Barrymore in the Firestarters movie.
Sleepy Cast, it comes from hell.
Yes. But there you go. Where the fuck were we at this point? I'm like, fuck, I'm like cleaning up shards of glass.
I can't remember.
Putting out a fucking fire almost.
We were talking about the concrete cum shot. I can't remember. Were we done with the porno review?
We have one more. The Pump It Up.
What's this VW on?
That's Video Wasteland.
Okay.
Abbreviations, Ronan. They're your friend.
Eat my asshole, Frank.
They're your friend, Ronan.
Okay, so this one is Pump It Up. It's like these people in this bonded sort of get up.
And there's pretty much an inflatable cock pump, to get your dick hard if you can't.
Those things are dangerous.
I've heard terrible stories about those via the internet.
A lot of them don't have release valves on them.
And your dick is, like, gonna be fucking
stuck in this pressurized tube.
And that's not fun. You gotta go to the hospital. That's embarrassing. You're going to lose your seat in the Senate when that happens. I mean, you're in leather gear. You can't get it off because somehow you're too fat. The damn leather stuck to you. You can't remove it.
Dude, man, I saw a thing. It was like HBO where they have, like, where they talk about sex stuff.
Real sex or whatever.
That's real sex. And they, like, show, like, the porn stars. They're, like, lubing up their entire body to fit inside of that. They literally have to take a thing of KY
and just,
lube,
like,
up their arms
to get into
and
the
their
suits.
Titties and everything just to fit inside their tight little bondage gear.
It's just dangerous, man. Ain't no powder gonna help that shit.
No, man.
I wonder if, like, the chicks that go out, like the goth chicks that go out dressed up, like, if they lube up beforehand.
They might, you know, if the outfit's tied it up, but that just doesn't seem very healthy
How can the skin breathe, sir? It's gonna fucking break up and shit.
I don't know. Well, so we have these bondage people sitting there, and, like, this chick is, like, jerking this dude off.
Yeah.
And then she grabs the penis pump, and it looks like it almost has, like, a flesh, like, you know, kind of like a...
Like, it's ribbed inside for his pleasure.
And so she slides it on there, and she starts to pump it up, and the guy's like, oh.
He's loving it at this point, because it's a nice firm grip around the
camera
dick.
Randomly cuts to some other guy who's wearing, like, a
gimp
mask.
He's wearing a full-on gimp mask, and...
He's just sort of staring at the camera. Yeah,
you've seen Wilson from Home Improvement across the fence. The guy's eyes look just like fucking Wilson's from Home Improvement. It would not surprise me if it was him. But is he at now? Isn't he dead now?
Yes, he's dead. He had, like, a brain tumor.
Yeah, fuck, what? Like, where him and Jigsaw should have got together. He got together on a fucking plane.
Wilson was smart.
Yeah, Wilson was smart. Jigsaw had the fucking ability to build shit. They could have had some kind of cancer-removing robot. What the fuck, man? I call shenanigans on these people dying of brain tumors that are too smart to fucking, you know.
But I suppose the tumor eats away at their brain.
Apparently, and then they slowly lose cognition.
No, he can't because he built all of that shit.
Exactly.
He must have been really
the motherfucker
smart.
Was articulate. Either that or like I've like you remember what's that movie with John Travolta, Phenomenon, where he has a brain tumor and then all of a sudden like he can like fucking make things float and like he has like he's like super smart and has like magic powers because of a fucking brain tumor.
I thought he got struck by lightning, and that's what did.
Did he? Maybe, and then it caused a brain tumor. Anyway,
it might have. Either way, it goes. It's like
either way, the motherfucker got smarter because of the brain tumor.
Oh my god, my brain tumor! It's like making me so smart. My son's forehead has gravity.
Oh, that poor little fucking kid, dead as fuck, man. Rest in peace, John Travolta's son.
Like it's like Steve said, his forehead was so big it
had its
gravity.
Own gravitational pull, sir.
And it just caused his head to be attracted to the nearest sharp corner.
Laid him out. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Who's died so far in 2010, man? We've got like a couple people. Fucking Teddy Pendergrass died.
Who the fuck is Teddy?
He's like an R&B singer, man. He was the shit and a slow jam master. Turn off the lights. And let's get closer. Oh, man, come on. Teddy fucking Pendergrass. Rest in peace. Pump it up in shittily. You got Wilson. Then all of a sudden, there's a big fake cock prop at the end. It's like the size of a fucking horse dick, Ronan.
If you've seen the whole Monsters of Cock, Freaks of Cock, it's essentially what they do. You take a big prop, fake cock.
This thing is
and
ridiculous.
It's like, apparently these prop cocks have like a cum tube in them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm coming. Oh.
He comes,
like,
probably what? Vanilla pudding.
Yeah,
the some kind of
that.
Lotion.
It's like, what do they shove inside of these things? It has to be edible.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. I have seen, well, they got edible lubes and shit, too. There could be some shit like that.
But it has to look, it's very cum-like,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, I saw this one thing. It was this big monkey that went around. Like, he was always at Mardi Gras. It was like a website. It was like, big monkey fuck or something like that. It was a guy in a monkey suit with a big fat black dildo coming out of the suit. And he would just, like, shoot, like, cum in people's faces. Like, he'd run by and be like, ah, monkey fuck! And, like, shoot the cum in their face.
And I'm certain there's some drunk chick who's like,
ah, yeah. And they, like, pull their titties out. They're like, ah, come on my titties, big monkey. And he's like, yeah.
And he's like, whoa,
big monkey.
Where's the big monkey actually fucking someone?
Somewhere. We gotta see that. Next week, Video Wasteland, fucking monkey sex. Next week, monkeys fucking people.
Speaking of fucking people, let's talk about fucking people over in Video Wasteland.
Video Wasteland, by far, I've said it before, my favorite. Next to the former review, of course, and Sarah Plain and Hots, because come on,
it's the same.
It's her. And
where are you, lady?
Where you at, girl?
Girl.
I got the phone number. The phone, the international. Give me a call. Sign up.
Let's get close together.
Teddy Pendergrass died. We gotta get together and talk about the passing of the fucking sexual hero, man. Come on, Teddy Pendergrass, rest in peace.
I'm just saying, we need like where are you ladies at?
We fucked up is what we did. We stopped doing the show. They have short attention spans. We fucked it up, sir.
They found two other funny fucks to listen to.
Now see that I highly doubt. I highly doubt. Because where else are you going to get shit you can only get on Sleepycast?
Where else are you going to get two fucks nearly burning down a house?
Exactly.
Where else are you going to get two fucks being terrified out in their backyard by
velociraptors? And they're not even they don't even exist anymore.
Nearly raped by sheep.
Just saying. Sleepycast, the only place. But Video Wasteland, man, we got an epic one here too, man. It's a fucking jam-packed show, Ronan.
Every one of these came from SnuffX.
SnuffX again, pulling out the fucking the awesomeness tonight.
We have to save the light bulb one for last.
Yes, no, that one is probably by far my favorite.
That was just
too let's
fucking
go with
epic.
The computers are for porn.
Because they are.
They are. And if this guy right here is probably a big Sleepycast fan.
If not, he would
be. He would be if he has not listened to us on his Dell computer. And what it is, the video is pretty much the guy calling into the Home Shopping Network, HSN, man. And the exact same Dell computer that I have, actually, calls in and he's like, I love my Dell computer. I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. So
it works great for, you know, private uses.
Yeah, like, oh, well, yeah, what have you been doing with it? A lot of porno. Watch a lot of porno. Like, oh, whoa.
And you can hear people in the background like, yeah!
Yeah, fucking porno! That's awesome, HSN getting down on the porno. The host really doesn't like, oh, we got to drop the call. They continue to talk with the guy.
Well, they try their best to quickly end the call.
They're like, well, all right, well, thanks for, you know, buying
the porn. Oh, yeah, but these things weren't good for porn. Well, we can't validate that. I can't.
I can't have the porn to prove it, you fucking assholes. Listen up, bitches.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for your call.
What he should have done, if he was smart, he should have given out his fucking email address on the show. People could have gotten in touch with him. He could have swapped porn, sir. You always got to think on your feet in these situations.
You always got to be... like, that's why Frank has me and I got Frank. Together, we can swap back and forth porn.
That's the only reason I talked to this guy. One day in high school, we were just like... He's like, I said something about porn, and he was like, porn?
I love porn.
And our desk, we weren't even sitting next to each other. Our desks just somehow magically scooted together by the forces of fucking pornography. And we're like, what, porn?
It's like you hear that epic Star Wars.
It was the force.
Our decks slide together, and we're just sort of like, so what type of porn you watch?
I was like, well, and then we started exchanging.
It's like, well, you know the type where the dick goes in the vagina? No, what type is that?
I've never seen that. My porn's always fist going in the vagina. Sir, we need to have a conversation.
And that's where babies come from.
Artificial inseminated babies.
So, yeah, okay, guy calls the Home Shopping Network.
Absolutely hilarious. He says porn. The very last thing he says right before they cut him off, they hang up on him. He's like, porno.
Woo, porno.
Yeah, woo, porno, click. So probably a prank call, but nonetheless, absolutely fucking hilarious. And they let it go. It was live, and it's live HSN. So if you're bored one night, late as fuck,
call, that sounds like a great idea.
Call HSN. Sleepycast needs to be on HSN one of these days. I feel it coming, sir. I gotta call them.
One night late, we'd have to record it so that way they'll know about it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it'll hit the internet because people are fucking on top of shit like that.
So which ones do we want to do next?
Let's do with the karate one next.
Because this one is fucking brutal. it's a tough toss between this one and the light bulb one as to which one is my favorite.
When we get to the light bulb one, I think that one's probably more... You guys tell us, let us know next week which one you thought was more brutal. I'll post them up on the site and in the flyer and shit.
If this episode gets put out.
Yeah, if it happens, fuck.
Again, there's a good chance none of you.
You might never ever hear this, and we're just wasting a fucking hour and 6 minutes.
This is like I think it's happening like Asia or someplace. Yeah, I don't hear any of these people speaking American.
No, they do not speak English one.
But so they're in there, they're doing the whole thing.
Anyway, they're in there and they're going.
Yeah, the guy in the blue gi, guy in the white gi.
It's a karate tournament.
And so the guy in the blue gi, apparently he's not playing according to the rules. He's like, he's apparently overly aggressive.
Yeah, and he's going at it, but fuck, you're kicking each other in the face. How is it overly aggressive?
They're not wearing pads for one.
It's hard, straight up hardcore. It's like fucking the Karate Kid style, dude. Like they're fucking no pads. He sweeps the leg, and the judge absolutely loses his fucking mind. He comes out from behind, clubbing blow to the back of the guy's head. He falls down.
And he Pele's the shit out of this motherfucker.
He Pele kicks this guy so hard in the fucking face. There's no way in hell he has teeth in the front of his mouth anymore.
I believe you can see like his feet and everything shifting forward from the weight of the kick to his face.
He hit him with so much fucking force. This guy, probably a judge, older guy, probably used to do karate, just full force kicked the shit out of this guy on the ground, and then he continues to stomp the piss out of this motherfucker.
He just steps on his fucking
face. He just caves the side of his head in until, of course, the other judges come in like, oh shit, break it up. This guy just got owned by this fucking 90-year-old man. He had the force in his ass. He was fucking nuts.
This was fucking brutal, man. This man gets Pele'd the fuck up. And when we say Pele, if you don't understand the terminology here, a Pele kick is a type of kick, but it's a soccer kick, but it's also used in wrestling.
Yeah.
There is a legitimate move called, the Pele kick.
In wrestling, they do it's like a backflip kick.
You also see it in UFC and whatnot. Yeah. They call it the Pele kick from the soccer player.
Yeah.
And it's a kick, a phenomenal force.
Yeah, the kick that you're like, holy shit, that had some force behind it. And this guy literally just got the shit beat out of him. And probably lost his match because how do you recover from that after a fucking old ass man
your
kicks,
balls don't come back from
kicks
this.
The shit out of
big
you.
Dick privilege gone.
Gone. They take your card. Your card. Your man card rips or it's thrown in the trash.
See this? This is your man card.
You and only this, get one.
It gets ripped up for a couple of things.
Yeah.
Listening to Eyes on Me.
That's a good song. Mine was ripped up a long time ago, sir.
Your eyes on
no, that's not. That's a terrible fucking song.
That's a terrible game, too.
Yeah.
Ah, Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, come on. But nonetheless.
Your man card is ripped apart from that. And from being overly aggressive in karate and having the point guard fucking
whoop your ass. Why wasn't he competing? If he had that much aggression, he should have fucking fought in the fight. He's like, no, fuck this. I'm too good for this. I'll be the flag guy. I don't want to fuck nobody.
I'll be the flag guy, and I'll fucking call it straight down the middle.
Yeah.
And man, if
Fonzie,
Earl,
baby.
If Earl Hebner or Brian Hebner had this kind
yes.
of fuck, imagine the different world wrestling would be. The referees no longer would get caught in the corner. They get caught in the corner. Oh my God, referee, he just fucking.
I think it's either Ring of Honor or CZW that has the ripped ass referee that does not get pushed around. Like he's like the hardcore ref. He's like fucking like counting pinfalls like thumbtacks and barbed wire. No glove. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll count it anywhere. And like there's like a clip. You can find it on YouTube. And the dude, like one of the wrestlers gets in his face. And dude, he just beats the shit out of it. I mean, like literally, like I think it's like what's his name? Fucking wife beater or whatever. And he just whoops this guy's ass. Like he just punches him like hard for real. Legit punches him right in the fucking face. And dude like just goes down to the mat.
I know the ECW like refs every now and then would get into a scrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I remember one match was like big match like Tommy Dreamer and Raven and whatnot. And the refs, man, they fucking did like the ebb and flow on that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, gave it a DDT. Yeah. I like to see my refs get down and dirty, man. Don't always keep it kayfabe, man. Come out of the corner. Stop being the bitch.
The closest the WWE refs ever got to this is when Brian Hebner is like when Earl Hebner would get really pissed off at Triple H. He's like, no, goddamn it!
Yeah, in his face, like.
But like the Royal Rumble, him and Scott Steiner, and
yeah,
like Triple H.
The suplex matches, we like to call that match. Every fucking move. Oh, a suplex! Wait, another suplex. Like, come on.
Exactly. But yeah, I know fucking Scott Steiner is a really good wrestler, but he fucks that matchup so fucking bad. Triple H is having, like, you see Triple H bringing the hammer down so fucking slow.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fake takes it.
But yeah, it's like Earl, man, he's getting Triple H is like backing up and he's like, whoa, what?
Whoa,
he put out Earl. He puts him in the corner. He's like, all right, Earl, chill.
Chill
out, Earl, sit me down.
You crackhead, motherfucker, chill out.
So anyway, enough about wrestling.
The next we have for Video Wasteland, Dead Bird in a Cereal Box.
A whole spree of these kind of jackass. There was another video we saw we didn't watch, we didn't talk, we decided not to mention it, it was stupid, but let us just say it was ripping off something Steve-O did to Goldfish.
Exactly. This bitch is stupid. It was stupid. Don't worry about it. Out of our memory.
This one is another one that you could easily put in the jackass thing.
You could. I mean, it's literally pranks on people. They have that show now on MTV. It's fucking pranks. Like Prank Wars or something to that effect. And people that are playing pranks constantly on each other. And pretty much what happens in this video, a guy takes a dead bird he finds outside, puts it in his roommate's box of Special K. First of all, a grown-ass man eating Special fucking K. Come on, sir.
Now, you know,
I love cereal. I fucking adore cereal.
You know, I have some healthy cereal. I have fucking like the strawberry meat,
mini wheats. Mini wheats are good, dude. But Special fucking K, dude.
Come on now. That's chick food if I ever heard.
Not even that. Dude, Special, not even the girls don't even like Special. Special K's a pussy cereal. Nobody I know likes Special fucking K.
Except for this guy.
You like Special K? Wait, I thought you meant this guy. Fuck you, I like Special K, bro.
No, the guy in the video.
Yeah, no, this guy fucking eating his low-fat Special K with his fucking soy milk.
And might I say, this bird is recently dead because his neck is still
kind of... Yes, no, it's not stiff to the point like, okay, well, you know, all the diseases have, you know, started to work to eat its body. It's no, this motherfucker's freshly dead. It's floppy.
And probably just plucked out of a tree just for this video.
Yes.
Let's cock up that BB gun.
Kills it. Just to drop it in his friend's cereal. Direct your calls, PETA, to this guy. So he drops it in his friend's cereal, and in an hour or so later, our friend gets up and everything.
They have the camera conveniently placed at his breakfast nook.
Yeah. And his friend goes, he's all right.
It's like his friend, oh man, bro. This is such
a yeah, bro. He looks like a bro, so I'm just saying, it's good that it happens to him.
Like, oh man, I'm so jazzed to fucking wake up and eat Special K, and I'm gonna go play GameCube.
I love you. I'm so jazzed to get up and eat Special K. Like, he's looking forward to it, and the more he goes to sleep at night, just like, man, I can't wait till I get up. Man, fucking Special K, baby.
Man, the best part of waking up isn't folding, you got Special K.
Special K and a light skim milk. Some bananas cut up in it.
You like my fruit, man. Some bananas, maybe a strawberry, too.
So he goes to the bowl, and he's got the paper. He's, like, looking through it. He checks the milk, opens the milk, smells it. Milk's still good.
It's interesting how good. He smells the milk.
Milk's still good. Cereal box. Man, it's a lot fuller than I remember it being. He kind of, like, shakes it a little bit.
Cereal box smells like dead bird.
Opens it up. He's pouring it out in his bowl.
And to this guy's credit, Special K smells like dead birds.
Anyway, in general. So there you go. Pouring it out. Nothing really crazy on it. As the bird hits the bowl, the guy's reaction is fucking hilarious. He jumps up from the table, does a 180 turn, and runs straight into his goddamn refrigerator. Like, he's not lived there. He has no idea where the fuck he's at. The shock of the dead bird in the bowl of cereal literally made him run into a fucking refrigerator.
What the fuck, man?
What the fuck, bro? Come on, bro.
What the fuck, bro? Man, you ruined a whole bowl of Special K, bro.
He said, bro, come on. What the fuck is that?
I call bullshit on this thing, though, because of the fact that, like, he pours the cereal, and it's, like, coming out natural, and he just turned the whole thing upside down. So either A, he's got him, so, like, he's eating the pussy cereal, but he's got himself a man-sized bowl.
Yeah, he wanted a Jethro bowl.
You know, one of those mixing bowls.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you know you're, like, fucking, you throw down on some cereals, like, I want the fucking biggest bowl in the house, a big-ass spoon, a half gallon of milk. pretty much, like, he about turns, hits the fucking wall, the refrigerator door, rather.
He's pissed off. He's not, this has ruined his whole day. There is no, like, fucking plan, you know, like, fucking time split.
No,
like,
no,
GameCube
no,
now.
It's like, now his whole day's ruined. No bro rape, no GameCube in his future. He is shocked and disturbed at this
point.
Dude,
man, bro, I was so good to play Super Mario Sunshine,
yeah,
bro.
Sunshine, bro.
I had to give me some shines. Now I don't feel like it because you ruined the best meal of the day.
The fucking Special K in the bowl, bro.
I got to go buy a whole new box, man.
And at the end of the video, it cuts to a clip, and it's his friend that posts. He will not to this day eat a bowl of cereal. He says he is ruined on cereal. Because every time he sees the flakes or whatever hit the bowl, all he can imagine is a dead bird coming out.
And he is, in fact, a pussy.
Yeah, apparently. I was like, fuck that. But yeah, I mean, fuck it, you know?
I call shenanigans on this because, like I said, unless the guy was using the man-sized bowl.
You think it was because totally,
he's a bro.
He's a bro. He's probably got the man-size hunger.
I don't think bro.
All that bro rape takes a lot out of you. All that GameCube and fucking puka shells weighing your head down. That shit takes a lot out of you.
And fucking heavy bitches.
Yeah. fucking heavy bitches.
I'm just saying, every bro has a heavy bitch around
them. Pretty well. That's their like, go-to. Once the broettes aren't hitting on them, like, I got the fucking chick with the sideburns and the weight issue. She'll suck my dick.
So, okay, that brings us now to our final video.
Oh, man. My favorite of tonight. Seriously. Light bulb facial.
And this video is super short, super quick, and they play it again in slow motion.
The classic Sleepycast favorite.
This is everything we could ever want in a video.
Short, awesome, replayed in slow-mo.
And violent.
And violent, of course. And you get your good little backyard wrestlers. They're out there. They're doing their thing.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
There's a move in wrestling known as the curb stomp. I can't remember exactly who it is that does the move, but pretty much what they do is they pull your arms back and they take their foot and they let you go. You know, the tension with your foot straight down, face first into the fucking mat. These geniuses think, Let's take it up a notch. We're fucking,
let's do the curb stomp on an actual curb.
Actual curb, but how can we make it so much better? Why just put a fucking halogen light bulb down there?
How can we make this better? Bing!
Yes,
light bulb,
exactly. Much in the style of my cat knocking this lamp over, these guys take it to their friend. He's like, yeah, fuck yeah, bro. I'll do it. Let's go, man.
Put my fucking...
Put him straight down on the street. And they're like, dude, just keep your eyes closed as tight as you can. And they proceed to curb stomp him into this fucking light bulb.
And like, there's a you can hear this chick nearby like scream like the camera's like, oh my god, oh my god.
And they have some cheap ass looking referee kid with his dad's striped shirt on checking him like he's a medical fucking profession. Hey bro, I don't think your eyes are supposed to bleed like that, dude. I don't know.
Mommy.
He's crying on the
ground. Hey bro, you all right, bro?
Oh my god, like when they do that fucking the dreamer driver off the roof. Holy shit. And this kid takes it hard.
I mean, it is. And then they play it again in slow motion.
And the at this point, I imagine. Okay, halogen light bulbs are one thing. I've been hit with a halogen light bulb. It breaks fairly cleanly. You get that white powder everywhere. There are tiny shards of glass. Okay, in your face, more than like it's going to fucking cut you. Almost, possibly, you know, 100% you're going to get fucking cut. But to go through the fucking light bulb and then to hit goddamn concrete curb, those little tiny shards of glass that didn't go in your fucking face, now they're droving that motherfucker with fucking nail and hammer-like fucking precision. If it's not in your fucking brain, you're fucking lucky. You fucking don't.
Exactly. See, if we like took like a halogen bulb and you just swung at someone's face and smashed it, yes, it will cut them, but it's not going to be nearly as bad as if you take it and then like you drive. The same principle applies if you have like a light bulb on a counter and you drove a guy's face into it.
It's going to fucking hurt. And shards of glass deeply embedded into your fucking skull. And he took it right across the fucking eyes too. It'd be different if he took it in over the forehead. Mind you, there are arteries in the forehead where you can fucking bleed to death from it, but you know, in your fucking eyeballs,
you need eyes to see. I'm just saying.
And this is for free. I can understand if like, okay, somehow, well, WWE, they want you to take a fucking curb stomp. They're paying you a fucking $2-3 million fucking contract.
And they're going to pay for your medical.
They're pay for your... Well, no, they don't get medical, actually. But you have enough money to cover your own fucking medical. If you're smart, you're buying fucking insurance. You're not like, oh, fuck it, I don't need insurance. And they have medics, trained doctors on staff. They're paying you a good deal of money. But just to be in your fucking backyard, getting hit in the face with a fucking light bulb...
Just to be hardcore? No, guys.
No. Absolutely re-goddamn-diculous. By far, my favorite video we've done in a quite some time on Video Wasteland. Lightbulb facial gets a fucking 2 thumbs up from me.
this is...
It's sleepy approved.
You know
lightbulb
what,
facial.
You know what? That takes us back to the point of view.
We actually used to give like a rating scale. Sleepy 3 out of 5 mainly. That was like... We always did the 3 out of 5 mainly. Very few fives.
We don't get that.
We don't even rate them anymore. And I was just like, well, fuck it, whatever, you know.
We should probably get back on that.
Well, we should maybe. But anyway, light bulb facial, sleepy 5 out of 5. There you go, bringing it back.
And there we go. There is your porno review
and
your
video wasteland.
Good Christ, that was epic.
That was epic. It took up the majority of the show, mind you. Our fucking in between ramblings, a lamp getting knocked over. We got a couple of other things we can get to too before.
Yeah, before we still got some time. We're not certain how long this program goes for.
Yeah,
so
if it's anything like GarageBand, we'll be back to our old time, and that's awesome to us.
Yeah, but we'll try and see how it goes. Maybe we'll test fate and see.
Yeah,
but
you never know here, Sleepy Cast.
Okay, so Frank.
Yes.
Explain to me. Your issue with this here, this ring. That's a
okay.
Ring, as it were?
The Promise Ring, Ronan. I was watching VH1 the other night, and apparently there's this new trend in Hollywood, the Promise Virgin Ring. These people, and they're holding like gatillions and shit like this, like little girls are pronouncing that they will never have sex until they're married. And they're doing this weird Jesus Christ faith, put a rose up by a cross, and promise yourself that the only man you'll love until you're married is your father, which is fucking cuckoo, batshit crazy to me. But the thing is that it's...
Fuck you, Billy Ray.
Exactly. The thing is, it's sweeping it's starting to touch a little home base. At first, I'm like, I don't give a shit at these little fucking stuck-up, rich-ass girls with their Christian faith, and they're, oh, Jesus, blah. But when you start fucking with my bread and butter, you start fucking saying, girls like Miley Cyrus are taking the pledge. Some of the hot chicks that are a little underage still from High School Musical are taking the pledge. iCarly probably is taking the pledge. That's the case, sir.
That's just not
I'm jumping off. That is just bullshit, Ronan.
That's just not fucking fair.
And, this is bullshit, sir. Miley has had half-naked pictures leaked on the internet. Mind you, you don't hear Vanessa Hudgens. She straight up, she's like, I don't care. I fuck. And that's what I want in my fucking stars. I want to be like, yes.
I suck a dick.
I fucked a Jonas Brother and I liked it. Fuck that. Yes, me and Zac Efron. He fucking teabagged me and I loved it. Zac Efron had me bent over the fucking High School Musical director's chair. And
he tied me into a fucking pretzel.
He did things to me that are unspeakable. They're probably illegal in every state in the United States.
If Mickey Mouse knew about the things that happened to my asshole.
If Michael Eisner found out, we would both be in the fucking meat freezer with goddamn Disney's head. It's that terrible, the things he did to her. So at this point, like, I'm very angry at this fucking promise ring bullshit, sir. It's like, come on. Don't lie, because that's bullshit. Miley Cyrus has taken a shot in the face before. If it wasn't from Billy Ray, it was from the Jonas Brothers, sir. That's bull. They're like, we got rings.
It's one thing if a fucking Jonas douchebag wants to wear a ring.
If he wants to say he don't fuck the groupies and shit like that, that's like, fine. That's cool. I could give a shit less.
It's like, that's cool. More pussy for us.
Because we're such a hot commodity here, Sleepy Cat. The bitches love us.
It's time we started acting like we're hot commodities, sir.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's all about the confidence, Ronan. If you will it, it'll happen.
If you will it, then Miley Cyrus will come.
She's got to just a little older.
Think about that one for a second. Let that one salivate in your mind for a second.
Put that in the pot and let it simmer on the back burner. Come back to it and you'll be like, God damn, what am I listening to? I have a child around that age. Help. Does this make me a pedophile?
No. No, it just means that you shouldn't let us around your child.
Yes, then keep us away from your children. Sleepy Cast, Amber Alerts all over. As soon as we walk in, Amber Alerts, Sleepy Cast, they're in the fucking house. They're in Disneyland. Let's get your kids.
I'm just saying, I took a trip to Arkansas and suddenly there was an Amber Alert.
Yeah,
just
saying. It came across the screen. It was on the fucking...
That was my face. It was just like...
You're with your girlfriend and she's like, sits there, she like looks over at you, she's like, is that you? No,
this guy, he's, you know, much taller.
But you go by that Ronan alias? No, it's spelled differently. He spells his with two I's. I only have one I. I think that's a typo. Bitch, shut up and just drive me. We need to get to where we're going. Pay no attention to that sign. That's you and
shut up and give me Roadhead, bitch.
Yeah, Roadhead. While you're driving, it's dangerous. We're going to fuck up some pedestrians. Get me roaded while you're driving. A road handy. You can still jack a guy off and drive with one hand. I've seen it.
But so this promise ring shit, now it's turning to virginity ring. Alright, you know what?
They're promising to save themselves from marriage.
I think this bitch is lying.
That's me. That's my fucking point exactly. I think they're fucking haberdashery-ass liars, right?
The Jonas Brothers, I don't think they know what to do with a vagina. If you fucking laid it out in front of them and told them what to do,
they probably might not know.
Miley, I'm certain that bitch has been tapped.
I'm sure. And her dad, though, their dad's like the big trying to. Back in the day when that Achy Breaky Heart song came out, I guarantee you Billy Ray Cyrus fucked so many half haggard, backwoods, redneck bitches, it is ridiculous. His dick has a mullet. That's how many backwood, redneck bitches he fucked. His dick's got a mullet and a rebel flag shirt. It's how fucking, and a fucking can of Budweiser all down there.
And a singing fish on the wall.
Exactly, and a singing fish and a big red pickup. It's ridiculous. His dick has all this because it's fucked so much redneck ass. A four-wheeler, it's got a camouflage. He wears mossy oak shit. His mossy oak cock rings, he's got them.
So for them... It's one thing for the fucking Jonas Brothers that, like, say that they're not going to get it. But when Miley starts making the pledge, Sleepy Cat's faith. All you ladies out there, promise us that you'll never save yourself from one man.
No, because that is. What?
What'd you say?
You've already done it.
God damn it.
I keep on having to buy rings, though.
Yeah, I know. You keep running out of them. Like, well, this time I'll save myself for... Don't be that person. Hey, be that fucking person. If you got to keep buying rings, long as you take that ring off and fuck, that's all that matters to us.
Okay, so another quick question. This is a question that all people with the creepy obsession with an underage girl have to come to.
Yeah,
had to come to grips with.
And Matt knows his firsthand.
He does.
Had to come to grips with, Frank. Which side do you like better? Do you like Miley Cyrus has, like, you know, the alter ego of whatever that's
Hannah Montana.
Or do you like the Hannah Montana, or do you like the alter ego?
I like Miley Cyrus, sans fucking blonde wig, because I don't dig on the blonde hair. I don't. It's just not my thing. My cup of tea, sir. I like that. Just
so
better.
Best with blonde hair.
But
we cut deep around here.
We do. But low and bold, no blonde, not no no fake wig. Give me the real life person, not the fucking the wig and the microphone and the glammed up Disney version. I like the real life shit, sir.
The bitch who's fucking posing, you can almost
see. Yes, almost see a little bit of titty in that fucking leaked picture. She's like, hey, fucking Donnie Jonas, whichever one it was that she was fucking or dating.
I think that picture is what, it's like, they were so terrified that image would fucking hurt, like that picture would hurt her image.
Well, look at fucking Vanessa Hudgens. Not only has she had one, but two sets of nude pictures leaked, and she's still fucking in the upper echelon of Disney shit. Disney's hardcore, sir. If you work for Disney, they own your fucking ass outright. They put out a fucking insurance policy on you. Seriously, because, what's his name?
Walt Disney
State? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they run, I can't remember who it was. The people from Scrubs, anyway, they went to ABC. ABC owned by Disney. All the people on Scrubs, they had to take out insurance policy on them. And the main character, I can't think of his fucking name for the life of me right now. The JD guy, anyway. I'm fucking terrible with names. Anyway, he wanted to buy a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Disney would be a breach of his contract if he bought a Harley-Davidson motorcycle because it's considered a dangerous vehicle, and Disney will not let you have it. You cannot have it and still work for Disney, because if you breach your contract, that's it. They're cutting you fucking loose.
God damn.
And that's how hardcore Disney is. But it's like they've got the power, sir. They got.
So okay, Harley-Davidson's wrong. Pussy pictures.
Pussy
good.
Pictures fine. Disney After Dark, Ronan, the foundation of SleepyCast. It's all
when
coming.
Those
it's,
two
it's,
desks
exactly.
came together.
It's all in those two desks came together. It was Disney After Dark.
When the parents are away, the
mice
will
play.
Play.
Exactly. Full circle it comes here now, because Vanessa Hudgens, naked as fuck, dude, puss and all. You don't
hairy fucking puss and all.
The first one, not cut at all. The new ones, clean shaven. Proven fact, she's a SleepyCast fan, ladies and gentlemen. Proven fact.
Scientific fact.
We've got scientists. We're not quite as big as Disney, but we're getting there. We're going to get together, us and Disney. Disney After Dark, guess who's hosting that shit? FCR and Ronan, baby.
And when we get that big, we're going to fucking buy up Miley Cyrus' contract.
Buy her contract. Fuck that promise ring. I'm going to fuck it right off of her. I'm going to fuck it right off of her. And, God damn it, I don't know. Conan O'Brien for life.
Coco for life.
Coco
bitches.
For life, bitches. We only got a couple minutes left within, I guess, what would be our time. If it, let's, do you want to tempt faith, Ronan? Go into the Coco rant. Show our support for Conan O'Brien and his fucking trying times with NBC and their bullshit.
That's right. This week, bringing back an old segment.
The Eat a Dick of the Week.
Eat a dick this week is fucking NBC networks in general.
In general. They've not... They're all their shit is failing at this point. They're not having the ratings they thought they were having. All their shows are shitty, essentially, pretty much. And,
They're only... They had two saving graces in their
yes.
entire lineup.
Which I believe
fucking,
was 30 Rock and The Tonight Show.
Yeah, it's fucking Jay Leno, and it's fucking Conan.
I like 30 Rock. I'm a big 30 Rock.
They don't want to get rid of either one of these guys, but like since because Leno's show, it's not doing badly. Matter of fact, up until a few days ago, it was beating.
Yeah, it was beating Conan's show.
But they wanted...
Just not getting the ratings that they expected it to have.
So they figured, okay, we're going to put it back on its old time slot, essentially, without saying Leno's hosting tonight's show again. We're going to give them the tonight's show again. Same time slot, same fucking show. And then we're just going to do whatever with Conan. I think that was the thing. They didn't know what they were going to do with
Conan. I call bullshit already because when Jay Leno stepped down from the fucking Tonight Show, that should have been it. Jay Leno should have been fucking gone. No more fucking The Jay Leno Show.
They were scared. They were scared he was going to go to another network because they know Leno has drawing power.
Exactly. And they're like, he's got a fan base. But you know who else got a fucking fan base? Conan. They gave him The Tonight Show because he's that fucking good. He's up on par with Leno when Leno was in his fucking prime. He's on par with Carson when Carson was in his fucking prime.
I like Conan. I also like Leno. I'm a fan of both.
I enjoyed, like I said, I'm the same way. I enjoy both shows. I like both of them as hosts.
I'm not throwing Leno into this because I don't think Leno had a say in that. I could be wrong.
Again, he could be like a fucking one of those guys that want to hold on to a spot, man. He's like, what if I get out of the spotlight? People are going to forget who the fuck I am. You can't, Jay. You're Jay fucking Leno. I'm sorry.
Like I said, I don't know if that's... I think it's just NBC pulling this shit, but I don't know. We don't know the facts. We don't work for them. I mean,
no. Not yet. We're going to.
Chill out that fucking check.
Chill out. Hey, like we said earlier, but you think we won't fucking sell out? Give me a price, motherfucker, right now. I will sell
my
you.
My fucking Disney.
Michael Eisner. You got our fucking FZR on Ronin.com. SleepyCast1 at Yahoo.com. Get in touch with a motherfucker. I will sell my soul to you, Michael Eisner. Come get it, motherfucker. You want high property, baby.
You want to see how quick I put on a fucking ring?
Hell yeah. You want me to wear a promise ring? Fuck with it. Sure will. Promise cock ring. I'll put that motherfucker on in front of you, Michael Eisner. You can get the motherfucker. You can put on the fucking big Mickey Mouse gloves and put the motherfucker on me. On the dick. I'll wear it.
Like, because we're that good and we're that willing to sell out for fucking cash.
Exactly.
Because we love Coco. I don't know what that has to do with it.
Coco for life.
Wasn't the Coco thing, wasn't that like he got an offer to be in a porn?
It was like, your name would be Coco. I'd call myself Coco.
It's like, I'm going to call myself Coco. I'm going to be Conan the Barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian.
What was it? Conan the Impaler.
Oh, my God. Conan the Impaler. Absolutely fucking 100%. Behind Conan O'Brien, like, wherever he goes, FZR is there.
Yeah, it's like when Leno was gonna step down with the Tonight Show, they were scared he was gonna go to another network, so they gave him another show.
Like, fuck, give him a show.
They gave Conan they gave Conan that show.
Yeah,
and then they fuck up and put Jimmy Fallon on Conan's old show.
You could have picked anybody in the fucking world, but the one guy that I fucking hate more than I do, Carson fucking Daly,
and Dane Cook.
Those three motherfuckers could go on a fucking boat, and I would sink the motherfucker if I knew where it was leaving. I'm like, I'm putting a fucking bomb on it, son. Speed 2 style. Me and Sandra Bullock, we're going to have to keep the boat under 50 knots.
I don't know how fast 50 knots is.
I don't either.
But it's going that slow.
It's going that slow.
It's faster than 50 knots.
We're going to crash it into a fucking wharf.
We're going to crash... That's a wharf, so we're going to crash it into...
We're going to crash it into the fucking Starship Enterprise with a wharf on it.
With a Snickers bar.
With a Snickers bar on his fucking head.
Frank is a little hesitant to go into that territory.
I can't go into that territory, man. That was like fucking... Oh, that was terrible time.
Frank wanted to cry when we were done with that episode. FZR sitting there. The episode's done. He's like, keep it sleepy. Immediately he pauses the show. He's like, oh, God, I can't believe
you
brought him in there with a Snickers bar on his head.
Why did I say that? With a Snickers bar on his head.
Can you cut that out? I'm like, no.
No, it's too great. Just like when I call that one kid a wetback. I was like, that fucking wetback? And I was like, oh, shit, why did I fucking say that? That's going to come back to bite me on the fucking ass when I'm walking down somewhere in Nutbush and I get a fucking knife stuck in my fucking belly.
Like, because hey, all Mexicans call people SA and stab people.
I'm just saying, stereotypes reign free in Nutbush. I'm just saying.
Well, we were talking about Conan, weren't we?
Conan, man.
We support Conan.
All 100% behind him. Wherever Coco goes, them sleepy boys are there.
Nutbush for Conan, Nutbush for life.
Yes, Conan, Nutbush for life.
Conan for president.
There you go, Coco for president, baby. I'd vote for him.
I'm just saying, people.
It'd be hard to do worse.
I'm just saying.
But oh man, like, I love what Conan did then, because like the whole time since this whole thing was popping up, he's just been throwing in like attacks on the network.
Oh man, his monologues, opening and closing both, he has fucking slayed NBC, slayed him.
Like him and Leno did the exact same thing when the writers went on strike. It's like because they supported the writers. Mind you, both of these guys are more than talented enough to write.
Oh, of course. Well, Conan used to be a writer for The Simpsons. Simpsons, man. He was fucking killing it.
And SNL. But like Leno, like Leno and Conan, they both stuck with the writers.
Yeah.
And they didn't write their own shit. They just attacked the network.
Yeah, they're like, this fucking is bullshit.
That's how ballsy they are. That's
how much fucking cred they have and how much clout they have, to where Conan can sit back and say anything he fucking wants to. One, he's got a binding contract, which means he's a smart fucking businessman, and he's that fucking funny and has that many fans that he can get away with that shit. And that's what makes him fucking great. The fact that he is fucking, he's just fucking hilarious.
How can you not love a man who puts his own show for sale on Craigslist?
Exactly. He's like, dude, everything must go.
one slightly used TV show.
And I think one of my favorite things he said is like, he was like, I will not stand for this. He's like, I've been a fan of, it's been my dream since I was a kid to host the Tonight Show for 6 months. And then just roll out, dude. I know more than that. 6 months. That's all I needed. 6 months. And I would have lived my dream. And that's just jabbing him, man. He, since a kid, he always loved Carson. Wanted to be a fucking talk show host. Got to that fucking echelon. Got the fucking The Late Show. And fucking, then they're fucking him, man.
It's just like, him and Leno both moved to completely different parts.
Yes, opposites of the fucking country.
For this big switch, like if they were going to do this, like okay, here's the only thing I can think of, and it's still not going to work because Conan's like, I'm not moving. You put me here on the slot.
This is my time slot. If you move the time, I am gone.
I'm like, I walk, and like I think Fox has already said, hey,
come on back. Hey, remember The Simpsons? It used to be funny. Why don't you come back? Have your own show.
Like, we'll pay you boo-goo money. Please make this. I've heard tell they're wanting to get rid of The Simpsons.
I've heard a lot of ramblings about that, too. Just because, like, I think that where else can they go at this point? I mean, seriously, The Simpsons laid the groundwork for places like Adult Swim. And now, they're just not there. Adult Swim's on the edge, and Simpsons are dull at best. King of the Hill is more risque than The Simpsons now.
I love King of the Hill.
I love King of the Hill, too. But at this point, King of the Hill, not what you would say is like half the stuff you're seeing on Adult Swim. You know, half the things that you're seeing like Family Guy, things that are on Fox still, the animation domination, the fucking terrible Cleveland Show.
The terrible Cleveland Show, the not funny American Dad, the used to be funny Family Guy.
Family Guy's kind of running out of shit too. It's like they back themselves in a corner. Eventually you're going to run out of movies in the 80s to make fun of. I'm just saying. You can only have so many Top Gun and fucking Cocktail references in one fucking show.
Like that, like their gimmick, and it's like they've run out of it. Now they don't know where to go with it. You can see it.
Kind
of
grasping at straws a little bit there.
It's like, I liked it better when Stewie was evil, trying to kill people before he turned gay.
Yeah, now he's the fruity punchline. But I like the gay jokes, though. Him and Brian together, the gay jokes there fucking kill me still. I still watch it on fucking Adult Swim repeats. Like, I mean, it's a funny ass show.
Like, I watch it. I prefer the older episodes.
Yeah.
The ones that I've already seen 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Those still make
After a while, though, like, since they fucking play it on Adult Swim now, it is getting ridiculous. It's like, kind of like, fuck me. If I see this episode again where they fucking sing, he sings with fucking Danny fucking K for the helicopter, I swear I'm going to put a fucking bullet in my head. I'm going to shoot myself in the fucking head.
Yeah, it's like you were saying, oh, you know, with the paid the way for Adult Swim and like and all the really outside of the reruns of Family Guy, Metalocalypse and Aqua Teen Hunger Force, there ain't shit on Adult Swim and King of the Hill reruns. Yeah. There ain't shit on Adult Swim that I like. I hate all of it.
Do you really?
Squidbillies, can't stand. I can't
love
stand
Squidbillies.
I can't stand any of the shows that has an actual human character in it.
Yeah.
Any of those shows that have an actual human character in it, can't stand that show. That CG show with the guy with the snake.
Oh no, that's stupid. I hate that. Fuck, that show is. That show's fucking gay. That's stupid.
The show with the two cops or whatever.
Two cops.
They're like the tech.
Shocker and Hoop. It's all right.
Yeah, you know what else is bringing Adult Swim down? that fucking British ass bullshit, The Mighty Boosh.
Oh, I love The Mighty Boosh. The Mighty Boosh is awesome.
Best show ever.
And I like The Office too, the British Office.
Like the British Office, you know what? I like that guy. He's really funny.
Yeah.
But British humor is so...
It's dry, man. But yeah. See, I grew up watching, like, Are You Being Served and
so
shit like that.
So
I love those shows.
So did I. But, you know, it's like, I look back at it fairly fondly, but it's kind of like, you know,
take
I remember...
Around.
Like,
take
I remember...
Around. Look around you.
Yep. It's like, I remember Monty Python. I was like, if you look back at it, it's like over half of Monty Python sucks.
Oh, a lot of, but the gems that are really funny, they fucking
the gems are funny, but that's all, like, you know.
But other than that, I agree with you. Some of the Monty Python shit falls flat.
It's not some of it. It's most of it sucks ass. It's like it's most of it that sucks ass, but yeah, that's just me.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm cutting deep.
Just cutting deep.
And Adult Swim, by and large, I don't like it.
Yeah,
like the only shit that I like, I'll go out of my way to try and watch King of the Hill. I love me some King of the Hill.
No, yeah, King of the Hill was fucking great.
The show's canceled from what I heard. Like it's gone. Like Luann, voice of Luann.
Dead. Rest in peace, Brittany Murphy, man.
But yeah, at the
great
very
actress.
Least, if for some oddball reason they decided to bring it back, you could always write her out.
Ah, yeah, you could sub Luann and fucking Tom Petty left, whatever his name is.
Tom
is
Petty.
Name. Yeah, Tom Petty does his voice. Why don't have her blow up in a fucking store, like Megalomart 2 explodes and she dies in it. Have a funeral for her.
It's like, they could easily write her. Now, if it were like Peggy who bit
the
big
one. Oh, yeah, like somebody like a big main character.
Oh, well, Hank Hill bites the big one. Oh,
yeah.
Shit, that's fucking...
That's Mike Judge.
Yeah,
we can't have him die, dude. Fuck.
He's supposed to have some new shows coming out. I've never seen it on IGN.
Man, it's on Comedy Central, and I haven't watched it. It doesn't look funny to me at all. It's got Bill Murray's brother in it, though.
Oh,
it does a voice of some old man, which is pretty fucking cool, I thought.
Anytime you got a member of the Murray family.
Murray clan. You get the Murray clan anything. I'm on board. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it. It just doesn't look funny. But then again, at first, I didn't think King of the Hill was going to be funny.
Yeah, like, at first glance, King of the Hill does not look funny.
You'd be like, fuck, that looks stupid. But that show's funny, man. It's got a heart, too, man. I always dig that. Shows like that. Something, you know, for instance, Futurama, that funny-ass show, has
much
a
better
heart,
than The Simpsons.
Has a heart in it, man. Like that episode where Fry's dog is fucking...
Yeah.
That's fucking sweet, man. Get your little fucking jerk a tear out of your ass.
Episode where Bender's floating through space and aliens
grow on his ass.
And he becomes God. And then he actually finds
like some kind of being in space. God or...
The God being.
Yeah.
It's like when you've done things right, people won't know
you've
done
anything
at all.
And that's why Sleepy Cast is such a great thing. We don't do shit here. Literally. Look at this episode.
When we've done things right, we don't know we've done a fucking thing at all.
Because nobody says anything.
So we more than went over
the time limit that we thought we had here, which is awesome. Good to show that Mixcraft is keeping it up for us.
Now, hopefully this fucking episode...
Hopefully you guys will hear episode 90, part 2, A New Hope.
I think we should call it a day.
That's pretty much it, guys. It is fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. And we fucking kept it sleepy for sure in this episode. Random shit's falling and broken. We've had a rant about virginity cock rings. We've attacked Disney.
Again.
ABC. NBC. Again. But that's pretty much it this week. Again, this episode 90. 100 is coming upon us quickly. Sleepy Faithful, please send in your content for episode 100. Favorite Sleepy Cast moment. If you got the ability to send us an MP3, by all means, send us one. Send us in pictures, comments. If you want to have a video of you fucking a dead animal, send that to us. I'm always game. I won't call PETA. Ronan probably won't either.
Probably.
We won't tell anybody your identity unless you want us to. You want to find other animal
It's
fuckers.
Like the army. Don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly. Here at Sleepy Cast, we have to keep it on a strict
basis. We don't ask if you don't tell.
There you go. And, again, like I said, episode 100 coming. It feels great to be back in the house of sleep. Mixcraft looks like he's going to be doing a job for us.
It feels great to be back with season 2.
Season 2 at Sleepy Cast. Season 2. But I guess that's pretty much it this week. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, Ronan?
I'm lethal at 3 yards.
That's right. I'm Frank Zanzibar Rose, and I love each and every one of you, especially you. That's Sleepy Cast this week.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be! Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy smile, and a bob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Yeah! Hong Kong Phooey.
Super tough with all.